Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Justice Department motion to invalidate the Affordable Care Act. Is the Trump administration move here what the Washington Post calls a gift to Democrats?
Well, you can see it in political terms, or you can see it in right or wrong terms. It is wrong, in my opinion, to take health care away from over 20 million Americans who desperately need it. You have a president who looks at the cameras and says, we're going to be known as the best thing that has ever happened to healthcare, basically is what he's saying. And it takes a tremendous amount of chutzpah to do that, because he has not, at this stage of the game, ever told us what it is that he wants to replace Obamacare with. We haven't seen one iota of suggestion that this is what's going to make the Republican Party the champions of health care. Quite the contrary. We have seen this terrible undermining of the American people and of previous illnesses which have been covered under Obamacare, and there's not a sign that that will be replaced. So from where I'm sitting, this is a bad move. Now, the Democrats fought it last time and won, and it probably won the congressional elections in large part in the House of Representatives. So why the Republicans are doing it again, except utter greed, I do not know. But it is part of what they do. When they say something like this, it can only get people to shrug their shoulders. The other thing about this, David, that I think is terribly important to remember is the Democrats are doing this because it ain't right. It just ain't right. So to describe this as a political move, I think is unfair, since they've done it before. Everything is political, but I don't think that's what this is all about. I think this is about right or wrong, and the Trump administration pushing hard based on their alleged, and I say alleged because I don't believe it, win over the president's collusion question. Is disgusting.
Another version of right and wrong when it comes to the issue of the Mueller report's release, Alan. The Justice Department now says it plans to take weeks and not months to provide a version of Mueller's Russia report to Congress and the public. But meanwhile, a poll, a Pew poll released yesterday, finds American voters say 84% to 9% that they want that report made public.
David, don't you just love it? Again, the idea that you would say it's going to take weeks, not months. What do you mean weeks? It could take 2 days. Look, you think they don't have enough lawyers in the Justice Department to redact what they have to redact? And I doubt that they have to, but they say they do. But let's assume so. You mean it couldn't be done overnight? It couldn't be done in 2 days? Why didn't they just say it'll take months rather than years? They are desperately trying to stop this thing from going forward. That's clear. So that raises the question, what's in it? What is it that the American people want to know that this bought and paid for attorney general, and that's what he is? I mean, he applied for the job by saying the whole thing was basically a witch hunt. He got the job. He told the American people in hearings that he would come forward and release the information, and he hasn't. Now, when I say bought and paid for, maybe a little bit strong, but basically he knew what he was advertising to Trump. Trump hired him on that basis, and he's delivering.
Interestingly, former FBI Director James Comey spoke yesterday about the issue of the Mueller report. He said, I can't quite understand what's going on when referring to Mueller. Didn't he decide these questions when the entire rationale for a special counsel is to make sure the politicals aren't making the key charging decision?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, give me a break. This question of Mueller has not been looked at by most people. But for some reason, Mueller didn't do what a lot of us had expected he would. I mean, I think there really is some prima facie evidence that there was some collusion here. A president who looks at Russians and says, I just fired Comey to stop this Russian thing. What do you think we're talking about there? This is amazing. I think when the historians write this up, it's going to all look very, very suspicious.
The House, Alan, failed to muster the votes to overturn President Trump's first veto, leaving his declaration of a national emergency over what he calls a crisis at the border in effect.
Well, most Americans don't believe it. So the fact is that when he does something like that, he is going to find it very difficult to get it done. After all, the money has to come from the House of Representatives, and that's not going to happen. He may have won a technical Pyrrhic victory, but clearly both the Senate and the House, including a lot of Republicans, have voted against that wall. Look, David, this guy just keeps plowing forward, playing to the base. Right now, it's Puerto Rico, in which the poor Puerto Rican people who need help weren't getting it. It's clear that this president just thinks that this Puerto Rican thing, again, will play to his base. It goes to the sort of inherent racism and nationalism that characterizes the Trump administration.
Alan, what do you make of this measles outbreak in Rockland County? It's prompted a state of emergency. It began at midnight last night, and it says anyone who's under 18 years of age and unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places for a month.
David, the Kool-Aid here has been given to some people who have accepted this clear lie about vaccinations. Look, it's going to take some real courage because there are people who really believe in this stuff. And, you know, they have accepted the fact that their children shouldn't be vaccinated, putting everybody else at risk. This is where we need a public health bureaucracy that will take no prisoners and do what is right. Look, you got an outbreak. I heard that something like 85% of the people who have the measles were not vaccinated. Surprise! I may have that 80% a little bit wrong, but I don't think so. So the public health officials are doing what they have to do. Hey, we gave it to our kids. I believe in it, and I feel badly for the people who have accepted what is clearly bad science.